Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey you guys, welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with your host Yoatsi
and Louis, aka the baddest motherfucking perra.
Ooh. Tell them what we're gonna talk about today.
You haven't even done the word of the year. You already want to talk about the topic.
Well, we're gonna tell them so they know, because if not, they're gonna be like, "Ah, this is boring." And they're
gonna leave. Today we're talking about our past relationships. Ooh. So we're gonna be talking about our first kiss, our first time going all right,
our first ever relationship.
Just a lot of crazy shit that I'm scared.
I'm scared too. I'm nervous.
But I'm excited.
We're all putting ourselves in this hole. I'm like,
I know. We all signed up to do it. We're all scared.
And I'm
now
name dropping everyone.
No.
Louis's like, I just signed up for this.
Well, she's going to name drop. I'm not going to name drop nobody.
I am.
Or maybe we'll see.
We'll see where the tea takes us. But as you guys know, every episode, we start by quizzing Louis and his spelling. Are you ready?
I think that's the one part that I'm the most scared of in every episode.
Okay, I have two. They're both like equally hard.
Wait, am I answering both or just one?
Just one. Okay. We'll see. We'll see.
Let's do number two.
Okay, period. Okay, the word is
Bumpy. P-O-M-P-I-I.
I misspelled.
I know. It doesn't even have two I's. Okay.
It's broccoli.
Ew, why have I never thought about that word? That's actually sounds hard.
It is hard.
Wait, before I answer it, earlier I asked her how to spell pretty.
It's all the name of our podcast. And he's like, how do you spell pretty?
English scares me. I don't know why.
He was like, is it one R or two R's?
I know. I thought I had two, but I was like, not pretty. Pretty. But okay. Broccoli queef.
Broccoli. Broccoli beef.
Okay. B-R. O, C, fuck, here comes the hard English, double C, yeah. Oh, it does? What?
And then?
B-R-O-C-C-O-L-I.
Wow, you got it, high five.
That's the first time. Oh, God, I'm getting smarter.
No, actually, last episode, you got it right, too. It was jewelry, and you got jewelry right, too.
I didn't.
Then jewelry. It's a little green heart.
I already saw the word for tomorrow.
I got a new one. Wow. You got it right. Like, I'm putting a little mark. Ding, ding, ding,
that's
ding.
Famous, you guys.
So he's at 2 for 2. So this is episode 4.
Buy two, get the third free.
2 for 2. You're getting better every episode. Is this working, y'all?
That's okay. Famous. I should go back to college now.
You should.
Just because
this isn't
broccoli.
Working out for you.
I'm going back to school.
Okay.
So the first topic.
Oh, we're all sweating really
quick. I know. The first thing I want to talk about and start with is our first kiss. Do you have memory of your first? And I mean like the first kiss ever, like that made you come to life and you realized you were into giving kisses. It was my teddy bear.
I was all practicing. Wait, did you ever do that? Practice on a teddy bear?
No. On my hand, yeah. Even nastier. I was like, oh.
I practiced on a teddy bear.
Ew, mojado el pinche teddy bear. My mom was like,
she's like, No, I did just because, like, I think I saw it on a movie or something. But this was like when I was like in Almocosa and like Minty White elementary school. Oh, yeah. I grabbed an osito and I was like, but I was like, but it's not kissing me back. So it's not the same thing.
I was like,
it all came to life.
Just staring at you.
But
do you remember like your first kiss with like a human being?
I do, and I'm getting like earth. I'm getting like asquito just thinking about it.
Well, how old were you?
I was in eighth grade.
Bitch, your first kiss was in eighth grade?
Yes, oh vieja.
Mood, you're already graduating.
I had my first crush like in kindergarten, I remember. But my first kiss, it just would not happen. I would always be like, like, am I just never going to get my first kiss? Dude, and I still remember it so vividly to this day. Because I wanted my first kiss to, like, happen. And I always thought it was going to be magical, like in movies.
Was it not?
No.
When was it?
Horrible. Oh, my God. Okay, so I was in eighth grade. And it was after school. And there was this guy that I guess I thought was cute. Because I wasn't, like, really into him a lot, but I just really wanted to get my first kiss like really bad. And so his name was Sergio, and he was my first boyfriend.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah, you remember him?
I thought he was just your first boyfriend. I don't remember him being your first kiss.
No, he was my first kiss in eighth grade. And then we were like, okay, Julie was there.
I remember.
And I remember Julie was like, okay, today after school is the day you're getting your first kiss.
Yeah, all scheduling it in your planner.
No, and I was like, I was so scared. So it was after school. We were in E Hall in the little like field, and we were sitting down, and me and him sit down on the floor, and we're just kind of like, nah, but. And this was not his first kiss. He's already kissed girls before, but it was mine. So, okay, here's a little bit of what happened. We look into each other, and I was like, oh, I'm y'all in love. But and yo no sabía qué hacer, so I literally just went like, I knew you were supposed to close your eyes. So I puckered up, do this. Yes, they way really thought like I'll make out with her. Me not expecting a make out. I thought it was gonna be a cute little innocent peck. He's like, dude, it was so like mojado.
And
like
it.
I was just kind of like,
he's eating you up.
He was shoving his tongue down my throat. And I was not expecting that. I was expecting a little cute peck like, mi amor.
That's a
like,
gross first kiss.
And it's like, and I was just like,
really? But it makes sense because if you're saying you guys were in eighth grade and like guys being nasty as guys, they probably already had so many kisses before that.
Yeah. And then after, I just remember after I was like, like, and I was just like,
wait, am I tripping? Or I kind of feel like I remember you telling me the story. You told me his breath smelled. Or did I just picture that?
You're picturing that. His breath didn't
smell. It was all my first kiss.
No, oh. Thank goodness there was no stinky breath, but it was just like very wet vibes. Like my whole mouth was, I was like, ooh.
Ew,
yeah. And then after Julie comes up to me, my best friend, and he leaves like, oh, the deed is done. I'm out. And then my best friend was like, dude, you good? You guys were all eating each other.
I can only picture like, he's all like into it.
I just remember like him going on me so hard that my head was like, and yeah, it was not cute. It was really gross.
I'm leaving. All right.
And then, yeah, it was pretty crazy. And then every time after that, like, I told him, like, can you not, like, make out with me every single time you're going to kiss me? Like, take it easy and just give me a peck. And, like, his pecks were like,
he was still like,
yeah.
Opening his whole mouth.
Yeah, he's like, And I was like, great. So that was my first kiss experience. Was yours any better?
Well, definitely wasn't that. But, well, you know, I remember my first, like, peck, but I don't think I remember my first
makeup. At least
you got
the option of a peck.
Well, bitch, I was all infant. I just came out of the womb.
Wait, how old were you?
I was, like, in, I think I was in second grade.
What?
Because you know how, like, at Minty White, they had, like, the little kids' playground, and it wasn't until, I think, third grade that you hopped onto the other playground?
Yes, it was third grade.
So, I think I was in second grade.
Yeah.
Was anything weird? I don't know. Long story short, I was a fucking infant. Just came out of the womb.
Oh, Travis.
Oh, yeah.
Literally. Wait, no. Travis is a little younger, but still.
Travis is all in kinder.
Yeah, he's in kinder.
But basically what I remember, dude, I was having hella novias when I was like little. Like he even like for did. As long as I can remember, I had so many novias. But I think because I've always hung out with all the girls.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always like the guy in the group and shit. And back then I didn't know about my sexuality or anything like that. So anyways, to not get into that. So I remember I was like in second or third grade and there was this girl that I was dating. I'm not gonna say her name.
Say it. It's all second grade. She probably doesn't even like.
Bitch, I went all the way to like high school with her.
Oh, really?
Nicole, run.
She's like, watching the podcast.
Her name was Nicole.
Oh, Snooki Nicole.
No, literally, huh? But her name was Nicole. And basically, I remember she was like my first girlfriend. Like, I remember everyone, like, when we first held hands, everyone was like, like doing backflips, and everyone thought we were like basically having sex in front of everybody. Like, yeah, like back then, it's like you were so young that like even holding hands was like, like
I remember
you
that.
Thought you were gonna have a baby the next day.
Oh my god, yeah, she's like, Louis, I'm pregnant.
No, like literally, when I had my first kiss, I was still in the playground playing like family or playing like doggy and like all this stupid shit. But I remember it was so dramatic, dude. It was, we were all like in recess, and there was this girl. And she was like, she got us like together, and we didn't know why. And everyone was like, they're dating. She was like that loud girl that would always like make everything an announcement.
Oh my God.
And she got hella kids to like come, and we didn't know why. So there was like a little bolita around us. And I remember we were all the way in the back of the field by like a tree because the teachers couldn't really see that far.
Oh my God.
And she got everybody like in a little bolita, all fucking obvious. And she was like, kiss, kiss, kiss. So then everyone's like, kiss, kiss. And I was like, bitch. And I was like, all fucking scared. And I'm wearing the diaper still. And we were just standing there. Like, at that point, I don't think I even knew how to, like, initiate it. Because we were just standing there. So then she was getting mad. She's like, are you going to kiss or not?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I don't know what to do. And she was like, Like, both of us were still, like, cootie vibes. And, bitch, I kid you not, she grabs both of our heads. Very, like, Norbin. She was like, open your mouth. But she literally goes, and presses our heads together. Oh, I still vividly remember our heads going, because dude, it's that stupid. I like literally grabbed this and went, put our heads together. And I remember both of our noses hurt. But like, we were still so young to even know what like making out was, that we were just there like this with our lips touching each other. And she was just holding us. She was like, little puta. She was literally just pressing us, and we couldn't even breathe. We're like, I was all turning purple. And then we let go, and everyone was like, oh my God, I can't. And like, everyone was still calling it cootie vibes, and everyone was just like telling everybody. I remember they even told the teachers.
I'm dead.
And the teachers were like, don't do it again. I'm telling your parents. But it's because all the little kids were just like, oh my God.
That is so funny.
But that was my first experience with a first kiss, and I was like, if that's what a first kiss is, I never want to do it again. Aww. Because she all like hit us. We were like,
you guys were all put on the spotlight too.
Dude, yeah. Like, I literally remember it vividly.
Oh my God.
And it's crazy to think that like I remember it from that long ago. But it's like one of those memories that like once you have like a core memory, it stays in your head.
We're all traumados, it stays in our head. We're like,
no, it's just more like that's literally like my first kiss. So like I remember it.
Do you remember your first makeout sesh?
I don't think so. But I remember. My worst makeout sesh.
It's
very much like yours, and it's grossing me out. It's making me cringe.
I'm getting goosebumps. That's nasty.
So when I was in school, when this was in middle school, I had a tendency of dating like the older girls.
Oh my God.
Like one of my first relationships in middle school was an eighth grader, and I feel like I was dating a lot of eighth graders when I was in sixth grade.
Oh my God, yeah, I remember that.
Which was scary because the eighth graders are already a little more experienced.
With your like, green ass hair.
Yeah, it was very those vibes. But basically, I was dating this older girl, and at this point, I didn't really know how to make out. I was still like a sixth grader. And I remember like I had attempted it before, but never with this savage. This girl basically made me ditch school, middle school.
Oh my God.
I know. I feel like the middle schoolers now are very much like high schooler vibes. Yeah. Like people grow up a little quicker now. But back then, sixth grader, you were still like fresh out the womb. Like, yeah. I didn't even know what sex really was. I really didn't.
I didn't either.
Sixth grade, I only knew family life, which is like you're gonna grow hair. Like, sorry about it.
Yeah, you're gonna grow hair.
I didn't know anything else aside from that. So I remember we ditched school. We went to like this little park. Oh, Callahan Park.
Aww.
There was a little building like behind it that was abandoned. So we went there and we were sitting. She was like my girlfriend. We were skipping school. I was like holding her hand.
I'm gonna tell my dad.
Oh, I think he found out. I don't know. Not about the kids, but because they called school. They're like, tu hijo, hija, Luis,
Castro. Oh, I remember that.
No atendió la clase. Yes, the little voicemails.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, on the couch.
I remember that.
But I was like, sí, fui a la clase, no más llegué tarde.
I remember that.
But basically, we were sitting there, and then I'm going to like lean in for a kiss, and I thought I was going to be like a little peck, but bitch, same thing. She's like, open your mouth. And I was like, she's like, bitch. Literally what you said, but I'm not even kidding. This bitch was not even making out with me. She was like licking my face. Ash, well, yeah, no, because I'm not even joking. Like, I remember she was like licking my face to the point where, like, when I pulled away, I was like, literally, my hand was full of saliva. Stop. Like, it's not even exaggerated. Like, I remember being like, ugh. And I was
You're probably like, ew.
I was like, yes, I am gay. All right. No, oh, but I hate you. It was very disgusting. And then I remember she went back in for more. And
she's like, we're not done.
Yeah. Like, at that point, I wasn't even kissing back. I was just kind of like,
stop.
Yeah. Oh, it was just. And after that, I broke up with her.
Good. Thank God.
I was like, I can't do this shit again.
And name drop.
I actually don't remember her name.
No,
I swear, because she had just transferred into our school.
Le creen? Comment it down below. Le creen?
Okay, I really don't remember. I dated her for like one day. But
do you remember what she looked like?
Yeah, I vividly remember. She had like the little side bangs like every girl had back then. She had like long black hair. She was like chola vibe.
Oh my God.
She was like one of the girls that was a chola. No, I remember her name starting with an A, but I don't remember anything.
Oh, Adam. For
real? It's Adam. It's like she had long ass nails. For real.
It was Addie.
No, but. And back then, that's like when the girls would wear like the. Remember how we had the black and white uniforms?
Oh, yeah.
And like sometimes she would wear like her undershirt would be like a red shirt. She swore she was like a Norteña vibe.
Oh my God. But was she cute?
Yeah, she was pretty. She was really pretty.
I feel like for the most part, you actually had like really pretty girlfriends.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. Like, I feel like I would always hang out with the girls. But like, let me clarify again. I think I've told you this before. I feel like when I was younger, you guys, it's not necessarily that I knew I was gay, because I think my whole life I was always like told that I was gay. So I was super in denial. Mm-hmm. Like, literally no bone in me was telling me that I was gay. I just knew I was different. So I just thought that like I would hang out with girls because I felt more comfortable because I had sisters. Uh-huh. And I would always hang out with the girls, and it always just so happened to be with the pretty girls. And like now, yeah. Well, like I was nice to all the girls, but I feel like my friends were always really pretty because I feel like I wanted to be them.
Yeah, and so it makes sense now.
It makes sense now. But back then, like I didn't know why, I just would always gravitate to like the popular girls or the girls, like even though sometimes they didn't like me and shit. But a lot of the girls that I dated were really pretty. And I think it's because I wanted to be them at some point.
I fucking hate you. You're wanting to be your girlfriend.
Because it's because back then I was like, I'm attracted to them. But I didn't know that I was attracted to like the energy or the aura that they're giving me. I just thought that was love. Because like nobody that I knew when I was younger was gay.
Yeah.
So no one was like, no, fool.
Like, so you were like just kind of confused.
Yeah, I was confused. But like at the time, clarify again, I didn't know that. So I feel like most of my girlfriends were really pretty, just because
they were. He had like a lot of pretty girlfriends. So I was like, and I'd hype him up. I was like, she's pretty.
I know, even
and
my mom.
Like,
or all the guys would be like, how the fuck did that faggot get that pretty girl? Because all the guys would bully me. So they were already like,
what the heck?
So when they would find out, because look, I feel like the girls saw me as like, I love Louis because I was so nice to them, but because I was like one of the girls, but I didn't know at the time. But I think the guys who hang around with all the guys that are like fucking wrestling and shit, they just saw me as like a gay guy.
Aww.
So they were like, how does the gay guy get all the hot girlfriends? And I was like, sorry about it.
Because maybe they're like guys with hearts.
No, literally, I feel like the girls just had like a sweet spot for me because I had a heart. Aww.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, what was your first relationship with a girl? He's like, never happened.
Wait, so while I think about mine, was your first relationship with Sergio, or that was just your first kiss?
That was my first kiss. It's complicated because prior to Sergio, I don't know if you remember, I had like the fattest crush on a guy named Alex.
Oh, yeah.
Happened to be related to my best friend, Julie.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm
It's because he was a chameleon.
I just always thought he was so freaking cute. And I had the fattest, like, young mocosa crush on him since I met him when I was, like, in, like, fourth, fifth grade. And he would come visit my best friend, Julie, and we were neighbors at the time. And he was always there. And I was like, Julie, who's that? And I just grew, like, a fat crush. But he didn't live near me. He lived, like, hours away.
Oh, I remember that. He would just come visit vibes.
Yeah. So, technically, he was my boyfriend at some point, but I don't know if I would consider it a relationship because we never kissed and we never really saw each other. It was like long distance vibes.
I remember that.
And I was so sad because I was like, I just want to see him, but I never kissed him while we were together, so I guess that was
not a relationship.
Yeah,
it was your first lover.
My first lover? What do you mean?
Like the first guy who you were like, ah,
oh, for. That I was like in love with?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, it's because I guess my first actual, what I call an actual relationship, was also my first heartbreak. And it was when I met him eighth grade. So as I was dumping Sergio for being a horrible kisser, I met some guy. I don't know if I want to name drop him.
No.
I don't want to.
These are the real ones.
No, this is the real one. I don't want to name drop him, but I met him when I was like 13, 14, and he became my actual boyfriend, like real boyfriend, but he was also long distance. But he was really cute, and it was an actual real relationship for me because, dude, he was like pobrecito vibes, but every weekend he would like mow lawns and make money to come see me in the weekend. And he lived like an hour and a half away. And he would take like a bus, a train, and he would bike from the station. And he would come, and nosotros bien pinches enamorados. And I was like, aw. But he also broke my heart, so fuck him.
I remember that.
Yeah, but that was my first relationship when I was a freshman. Yeah, no freshman vibes, like eighth grade vibes. And it was really cute. I was really in love. I literally thought this guy was like my world, and I thought I was going to get married because it was like my first official boyfriend. We were together for a total of a year and like 3 months, 4 months, something like that. So it was actually like my longest relationship, and I actually like took it really, really serious. And I'm honestly mad that I didn't lose my V card to him.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Because I remember, I feel like for the age that we were like pretty young, and especially back then, that was like a really long time for a relationship.
Yeah.
And like even my parents knew him.
Yeah, no, my parents had met him, his family. I was like 15 at the time, 14, 15. But like towards the end of our relationship, I wanted to like, you know, do the deed with him because I had been with him for so long. And I was like, who else to experience it with than with somebody that I've been with for so long? But I was so in love with this fucker. And then he ended up leaving me for a different girl that he met in his hometown.
I remember that, you guys. And like, I remember like he was so nice. Like even me and Andrea were like so in love with him.
He was, yeah. Because he was like awesome.
Really nice. And like, yeah, he was there for such a long time. And then I remember he moved somewhere new, and then the way you found out, and we all found out with you, and she was like,
it was really sad the way that it happened because he kind of was going MIA, and we would text and call very constantly. He just kind of went MIA for a few days, and then one day, super randomly, he calls me and he breaks up with me. He's just like, oh, it's just not really working out. Like, I can't be visiting you anymore. Like, very like sicko vibes after being all in love with me. And I was like, what? Like, what happened? Yeah. And then later, I don't remember. I think on his Facebook, he posted pictures with his new girlfriend, like literally like 2 days later. Yeah, and I was like, I was like, dude, so heartbroken. I was literally in my room, like echada como una vaca y not doing anything. And I remember like crying for days, and my mom would be like, ya, párate, ponte a lavar la ropa. And I was like, I can't. Yeah.
Dude, and I remember even his
heartbroken.
I remember even his mom didn't like her. And like she liked you, and she was like, nah, fuck that bitch. Like, I want her to like you. And
yeah, like, it was those like, vibes.
I remember the mom, because I was really cool with like the family too.
Yeah.
So I remember his mom was very much like, no, like I wanted Yoatsi. Like, I don't even know this bitch. And blah, blah, blah.
It was like, so random. Was just like,
but it was weird because I think even at that time, I really thought that was the one.
But then again,
you were really young. Like, now that we look at it, but it still was very like, I felt her heartbreak. I remember she had pictures of him all over her room. And she spent fucking days in her room. Like, you would randomly walk into her room and it was just destroyed. Like, ripped pictures everywhere. And like, she had like her wall with a bunch of pictures. They were all taken off and like letters and everything burned. I was just like,
I went through it, dude. Like, my life was over.
I was like, I don't want a relationship.
I have some tea, actually. Yeah, well, let's drop some tea. So we actually went clubbing a while ago, and one of his cousins ran into us at the club, and she was like, "Oh my god, hey, how are you?"
Was
and
I was there?
Like, "Hey, yeah. We were there." I'll tell you later,
because
I don't want to name drop. No, wait, were you there? Yes, you were.
But where were we clubbing at?
I don't want to say it.
But like, was it our hometown vibe or what? Was this recent?
Who cares? It was the red room.
No,
it was the red room.
Where the fuck was I?
I think you were there. Yeah, because we were clubbing with Yami and Wing.
But did I know that person you're naming?
Yes. I'll tell you later the name, but she came up to me. She's all more friend of yours than mine.
I'm leaving.
But she came up to me and she was just like, "How are you? Like, how have you been?" I was like, "Good." And she's like always a baddie. So we're like partying it up. We were even dancing with them. You're all dumb.
No, like, I probably know who you're talking about, but I don't remember anyone being related with
them. And this is like when I was still drinking. So I was drunk too and she was drunk. And then she was just like, "Oh my God, dude. Like, blah, blah, blah's mom actually just, I saw her not that long ago." And that she was just like, "Oh my God, why couldn't blah, blah, blah end up with Yoatsi? Like, aww. I watch her stuff and like, I love her. Like, why couldn't they end up together? Like, oh, he's so dumb for like breaking up their relationship and stuff." And I was like, like, that's his fault.
But you know what's funny is like, so coincidentally, that guy and Yoatsi were like around the same age. And then his younger sister and me were the same age. And even we dated.
Yeah, and they dated.
Yeah, and like,
so
I remember.
Like, perfect.
Yeah, like they were trying to like hook us up. But then I actually liked her. And like, she was they were both really attractive. I feel like their whole family was really like a hand. Like, the mom was
pretty. Even the mom was really pretty.
Like, the sister, the one that I dated, was really pretty. He was very handsome.
Yeah.
But yes, but. That's crazy. I remember going through all that with you, but
but that shit sucked. So your turn.
My first relationship, I feel like I briefly talked about it. My first relationship was a little traumatic. Was with a girl.
Wait, which one?
It's the one that I did the story time, like losing my virginity in sixth grade.
Wait, that was your first relationship?
With that, yeah. Like, it's because there's so many different levels of like. First relationship, I don't know.
Just like, okay, I think like she.
I'm calling this one. Yeah, it definitely was my first relationship because I was a sixth grader. She was an eighth grader. It's not the one that I made out with you guys, but if you guys watch my almost losing my virginity in sixth grade YouTube video, which was like a little clickbait, but the story itself is like, it's really funny, but it's also how close I got to almost having sex with a girl.
You guys have to watch it.
Like, you have to watch it. It's really good. But to not like fully go in detail about it again, because I've already talked about this. Long story short, it was like my first girlfriend. She was a lot more experienced than I was. And I feel like I was just kind of taken advantage of. But I also was just like, I didn't know a lot of things.
You were getting taken advantage of.
Yeah, I kind of was.
You definitely were.
Yeah. And basically, long story short, she was basically trying to like have sex with me. But I didn't even know what sex really was. I didn't know what cum was or anything. Like, I almost had sex with her, but I was like traumado because I was just like, what is this? So now it's something that I can like look back and like laugh at, but at the same time I feel like my story time could also like, it's seen as a comedy, but also like, hopefully anyone who's watching this who's like, you know, you're too young, like, just don't even try to get into something like that. Because I remember now it was just like, like, now when I look back at it, I'm like, dude, I was all chamaco. Because at that time, I felt like I was a little older. I was like, I'm in middle school. But like,
mature.
Yeah, but you look back at it, and I was like, bitch, I was literally fucking, like, chamaco. I don't think I had even gone. No, I hadn't gone through puberty yet.
But did you guys have, like, a... Because I remember... You guys were together for a while, too, no?
Yeah, we were together for a long... Even my parents had also met her. Like, we were just...
And we liked her.
Yeah, it was very much, like, chamacos. Like, oh, we're dating. But, like, I just didn't know I was going to get to that. But yeah, she was really sweet. She was like my first girlfriend. She was really pretty. She kind of helped me find myself too at that time when it comes to being expressive. I still didn't know about my sexuality, but she helped me like dye my hair for the first time. That's when I had like the green hair. And like all these things. So like I definitely did. And I found a good group of friends at that time who, that was like my first time being around other people who were like gay and bisexual. Aww. And I was just like, okay. So I feel like I definitely started opening like my mind a little bit. So it was a cool experience, except for that. That was a little traumatic. But aside from that, it was a good relationship. But trying to remember. And then I also dated a bunch of girls in middle school. Like,
dude, este tenía tantas novias.
Like, I literally dated so many girls in middle school. And like a lot of them were like my friends, to the point where like we laugh about it now. I don't know why the fuck I did this, but I had my middle school yearbook. And every year, like 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade, because I would buy every year, I would put a dot next to every girl that I dated.
Dude. And then it was funny because me and Andrea would open his yearbook and we were like,
no. She was like, tip, 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 tip. I remember, I think Andrea was the first one to ask me. She's like, what are all the dots? And then I told her, she was like, oh, and there was, so I have my yearbook right here. All right, show everybody.
Bring it out.
No,
but. Y luego cambiaba de novia so often. Like, no. Oh, that one? No, that one's 2 weeks old. We're moving on to the
I know. Like, it's just like back then, like, I don't know. I just thought like anybody who I was like somewhat attracted to was going to be my girlfriend. And we were all chamacos. So you it was were. Like just hopping. But I feel like first relationship was. So the first one was the one with that girl. I was losing my virginity. But then the other one was like in 8th grade going into freshman year, which I don't want to name drop either.
Is that the one that we don't like to talk about?
No.
Wait, I don't know then.
I'm not going to drop any names. But basically, yeah, I was also with this girl who I was like, oh, it's like my best friend. But then I was like, oh, like by this time I was already questioning my sexuality. But I was confusing like best friend with like love. Aww. So I dated her and it was going on for so long. We were on and off for like fucking 2 years.
Oh yeah.
And I think that was like my first like heartbreak too.
Oh really? Like, so the other one wasn't your heartbreak? Like, did you get your heart broken, the last one?
I don't know because I don't even know how I ended. I don't think so. Like the first one with the girl, right?
Yeah.
I don't even remember how that ended, so I wouldn't say it's a heartbreak because then I'd remember. But with this one, I do remember going through it, but because I remember like getting like the jealousies and when she was like dating other guys, and then I was like, what the heck, am I not good enough? And
aww.
Then like we had like all these things together, so I would like same
maybe,
thing
maybe you are straight.
Aha, for real, I'm all getting like sad again. No, I don't know, you guys, that's why like sexuality is such a confusing thing for me, and like I hate labels. Like, I don't think now I could date a girl, but like at that time I genuinely did feel like I was like in love with that girl.
Aww. And I could see it because you would like go above and beyond. Dude, in yeah. your relationships,
you guys, I would like buy them stuff. I would
he
like
so sweet, like very like detailed little details, always
mi
like
mama ayudaba a comprar like flowers or comprarles Victoria's Secret like perfumes and shit. But you know who was like my another relationship of a girl that I remember being like really into? Should I name drop? Nah, why are we name dropping?
Who cares? Wait, I think I know who you're talking about, and I was about to bring her up just because I think she was literally the prettiest girlfriend. Yeah,
we're talking about the you've same had. Person.
Like, this girl was so pretty.
I don't know anything about her anymore. Like, she literally disappeared. Like, I've even thought about her, but she like disappeared off the face of the earth. But her name is Leslie.
Yeah,
she was so beautiful. Like, literally the prettiest girl I think I dated.
So pretty. Like, my jaw would drop. Like, the way she would do her makeup. Yeah.
She was very, like, high maintenance.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I remember I dated her. Like, that was another girl that I was, like, super heartbroken for and, like, really heartbroken.
Aww.
But I think at that point, I really was convinced that I was bisexual. But I don't think I had told anybody yet. I was just talking to, like, some guys, like, on the low.
Uh-huh.
But this is why I thought I was bisexual. Because on my channel, dude, I came out as bisexual.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think I officially ever came out as gay. Because I was like, bitch, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
But I remember when I came out as bisexual on my YouTube channel. And this was, like, around that time. I think she was the last girl I dated before I came out as bisexual.
Yeah, yeah.
But I genuinely like really like this girl. Like, she's the reason I got my fucking driver's license.
Oh yeah.
Because I remember like one of the reasons she broke up with me is because I didn't have my shit together. She was older than me too.
Yeah.
So I feel like she was like, well, once you have a car and all this, so I was like, I'm gonna get a car. So I paid and shit to get my driver's license before so that I can like impress her. Yeah. So yeah, ya estaba grande. I was already in high school. I was already in high school.
Yeah.
I was like a senior. Yeah, I was a senior in high school.
Damn.
Yeah, but like this girl was beautiful. I remember all the guys wanted her and like she was like she would always get her hair done on the weekends. She would always have like a Louis Vuitton bag. She would use her Louis Vuitton bag instead of a backpack. So everyone was like, how's this bitch able to afford that shit? She was already driving a car. She had like a nice ass Mercedes. She would like pick me up sometimes.
Oh my God.
And she was just iconic. Very like high maintenance. And she would even like help dress me up and shit. Like, I remember I was already public with her on Instagram when I was like first starting.
Yeah, and they would have cute pictures
together. Yeah, we would do like the Tumblr inspired pictures.
They were so cute.
Everyone was like, "Damn, Louie, how'd you get her?" And I was all proud. Like, every time I'd walk around with her, like, she was all like pretty and hot.
So pretty. And I would even tell her, I was like, "Dude, you look like Selena Gomez."
Oh yeah,
remember? She did. Oh, she was so pretty.
Oh, and even like her laugh, and I'm all in love with her still.
You're like,
No, but that's why. Like, I don't know. The sexuality in general is just so confusing, but. Yeah, that was the last girlfriend that I had, and I genuinely was really into her.
You just wanted to be her.
I imagine. Now I'm all her. No, and then I remember it got awkward because I was still I don't know if we were still following each other on Instagram or had each other on Snapchat, but she saw when I was already starting to do makeup and stuff. And she was like a little confused. And yeah, it was weird. So then I ended up unadding her and stuff because I was just a little bit more... Not embarrassed, but one of my biggest things that I've always like thought of is like I hate to think that some girls think that they were like a cover up for me.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Like, what do guys or what do people call it? Like a mustache or some shit?
A mustache?
Yeah, I think like
what?
Because you know how you use a mustache to cover your face, like your real self. I think people call it like a mustache. So like girls are like your mustache, but like no, like I said, I don't think I ever really used a girl to cover my sexuality. I just didn't know, or I still don't. All right, I'm so confused.
I still don't know.
No, yeah, but I feel like it was very that. I was like, fuck, I don't want her to think that like she was just a cover up for me, that I didn't want her. It was like all these
I feel things. Like definitely from my point of view, I wouldn't see it as a cover up just because of how I'm sorry, what's wrong with me right now? How dedicated he was into his relationships, and I would see it. So, like, an outside perspective, like as his sister, his sister, I would be like, "Es está bien enamorado."
Yeah.
He would make them like little letters. He would always be like, "Oh, let's go shopping. I need to buy so and so a gift for her birthday, for Christmas." Like, dude, he would put so much effort into these relationships. Mm. So maybe if it was a cover up, you'd be more like, "I don't really care vibes."
Yeah, but. I don't know, but it's always something that I've always, like, worried about, like, or even girls, like, now that... Because I know that a lot of people from my high school still, like, follow me and stuff, or girls that I've even dated.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I would hate for them to, like, ever think that they were, like, a cover-up, but... Because I have friends now, like, girls now who have talked to me about, like, guys they did in the past and I came out as gay after.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, well, was I just, like, a cover-up? And I tell them my experience. I'm like, maybe that... Could have been their experience or maybe with a camera. I don't fucking know. I'm not the God.
Well, you can tell them now on the podcast that that was not.
Yeah, if you're listening to this and you ever dated me, you weren't a cover up. I just wanted to be you.
No. After his dates, he would go into where they're clothes and he'd be like,
oh, I know. Like I'm all putting on my mom's hair and my wigs.
I'm dead. No, yeah.
First heartbreak.
I already
talked about yours, huh?
Yeah. Mine was horrible. Worst of the worst.
My first heartbreak.
I was like, I've never been heartbroken.
Oh, my first heartbreak. I don't know. It's because everything's like different levels. Like, do you have that? Like, you don't have something where you're like, I experienced it, but it wasn't as bad as this one.
So, like, the way that I see it is that before my current relationship that I'm at, I had three relationships that I consider legit relationships. Because I honestly, and all in all, I had quite a few relationships, but ones that, like, really altered my brain chemistry in one way, there was only three. My first one that I already talked about being one, and then two other ones. But so like you should have like your top like three, main. Like your main that like really did something to you.
Because I have a few that like altered my brain, but I think like main. Honestly, it's because I'm scared. I feel like.
Get out of my podcast.
I feel like if I'm really just considering like legit dates, I feel like I would only consider the guys. I don't know if I would consider the girls.
Really?
But that's why like I contradict myself because I'm saying like I put a lot of effort into these girls, but like I also feel like I was still young compared to now.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm saying like my fucking head is so different than yours. Because I mean, you only dated like one gender.
You're right.
For me, it's like if I'm thinking about girls, I think I had three real relationships. Well, two.
Two. Okay.
Yeah, because I kind of want to count the first one with the girl that I almost had sex with, but yeah. I don't know. I don't remember much. But
if
I
it think didn't two. Really, yeah, okay.
I think two with girls, and with guys, I had three.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Okay.
But with the guy ones, like, I vividly remember everything, and I was older too.
Well, then maybe talk about more of your first heartbreak with a guy, because those seem more recent, right? Or not recent, but like, te acuerdas más.
Mm-hmm. I think.
This is gonna be good.
I think my first heartbreak that, like, I remember was probably like my second relationship. I was a senior in high school. Oh, you see, my brain's all over the place.
I think we're gonna have to delete this podcast.
No, I dated the girl that we just talked about, the really pretty one. I dated her my junior year, but then we broke up, and then I tried dating her again my senior when I had my car, but we just went on dates, but it didn't work out.
Oh, okay.
But then, so that's what I'm saying. I was already like bisexual. I was already talking to guys and girls.
Got it.
And then my senior year is when I dated my second relationship. That was my heartbreak.
Okay.
And that one was just really bad, but it had to be done. Like, it was, I made the call.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's one of the things where, like, it's almost like you have to let go of what you know is, like, not good anymore.
Yeah, that's so hard to do.
And it was a really hard heartbreak and breakup. But, like, I had to, like, put an end to it because it was just not good anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like me and him were just, like, not in the best place. And we were just, like, we got to move on. And, like, he was older than me. And I was trying to, like, find myself in my, where I was in life and everything. So we broke up, but it wasn't in bad terms. I just remember it being so hard because usually you break up because something happened.
Yeah.
But this relationship was, I was also one of those where I was just like, it's not getting anywhere. It's not good. And I remember we sat down at a park and we talked about it. And we were like, are we really going to break up right now? And although I'm the one who broke up with him, it was still very, very hard for me. Because, like, yeah, I had, like, a lot of things. That's where, like, the little caja started. I think me and you both did that.
Oh, my God, the caja
thing. Where we would put boxes where, like, people would, like, our ex relationships.
Tell my mom. Tell them about the cajas.
So we have these boxes.
Ooh.
That, like, whenever, like, our ex partners would give us stuff, we would put them in there and we would close them. It was just a box full of all of, like, teddy bears, notes, pictures, everything. Ooh. And then we'd give them to our parents, and my parents still have some of my boxes.
She's like, ya llevo tres cajitas, eh?
So my mom now, she'll be like, I remember when I was, like, in my last relationship, I was, like, kind of getting bad. She would, like, make fun of me. She's like, ¿qué? ¿Me has entregado cajita o qué?
Yeah.
And now, like, we crack.
La cajita?
No, or my dad would be like, ya estoy haciendo espacio para la nueva cajita. And I was like, stop. It was just something that, like, unintentionally happened. Yeah, we didn't plan to, like, do it.
And my mom has, like, literally all the cajitas.
It's just things that, like, obviously when we get older and stuff, we're like, it's always going to be good memories. That's the one thing. It's like, it's never going to be, like, something bad. Like, what we lived and felt in that moment where those things were gifted, it was a genuine reaction, yeah, and love.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's cute to keep those and to look back, reminisce. Yeah. But we put them in a box and we give it to our parents because we want it out of our sight.
Yeah. And I can't seem to really, like, I don't know, destroy some of this stuff.
Yeah, no, I can't either.
Because I don't know, it's nice.
And then some people are like, well, because you're still attached. And it's like, no, no. I just remember how it made me feel in that moment. It's, yeah, a beautiful memory.
And, like, for example, my 15-year-old real relationship. But yeah, the cajitas, I just couldn't really, like, bear to let go. No, just, like, it just reminded me of, like, my mocosa relationship. Mm. I was just like, oh, this is so cute. Like, I remember that. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that I still like the person.
Yeah.
It's just, like, the moment, like, how you felt, and reminds me of my adolescence and, like, those times. And yeah, just growing up.
I know. I feel like we've both been done pretty dirty. But, like, even then, like, although I might not be, like, in favor of that person anymore, I want to see them, I still appreciate the memories and stuff, yeah, that we spent together. And
the,
like,
memories.
Cute things like that. Do you feel like you could ever, like, be friends with an ex? Like, that's one question that I feel like is super controversial.
I think so. But,
like, it could also be, like, toxic, huh?
It could be, but, like,
or maybe more like cordial.
I kind of was cordial with my first relationship, first heartbreak guy. Mm. After, like, some time, we kind of rekindled and we kind of just talked about how, like, our messy our relationship was as kids.
Oh, I remember, actually, you told me.
And I think we hung out.
Yeah, yeah. I
didn't have Travis yet. I was still going to college and we hung out, like, once or twice just to kind of catch up. No, like crazy mixed emotions or none of that. It was just like, oh, how have you been? Like, I haven't seen you since, you know, since we broke up when we were 15, but just like that, and just kind of kept it cordial. But then after, I guess it does get a little complicated and just weird.
You just like don't keep up, huh?
Yeah, I just don't really keep up.
Cordial is the better, because I don't think friends.
Yeah, I don't think friends, but like just being cordial, sure.
Because I definitely feel like if I were to see like one of my exes out in public or something, I would still, I'd probably get nervous and not initially want to be like, hey, but like, I feel like I still would. And yeah. I wouldn't be like, bitch, fuck you, motherfucker. I'd just be like, how are you? Or like, hey, yeah, good to see you. Or like, you know, I don't know. I just feel like you guys spent, well, at least in my case, and I'm sure in yours, like we spent so much time with this person that you still hold on to a little something. And I think most of your relationships were also like long-term, huh? Because I think I remember a good amount of your relationships.
Well, like I said, there's like three top ones. And then the second guy, this guy still kind of feel bad because I broke his heart. But the second guy that I had like a really serious relationship with, I broke his heart really, really bad. I left him for someone else.
You're mean.
I'm so all right. mean. And like to this day, sometimes... Not really. It's not something that I think about, but like...
It's something you regret.
Yeah, to this day, like if I were to ever see him, it's never going to happen. Diosito que por favor nunca pase. But I would like, in an alternate universe, I would want to like sincerely apologize and be like, dude, I'm sorry. Like you did not deserve that. Pobrecito, you know? But I'm sure we do that like... We all break hearts.
We all leave for somebody else.
No, but like I'm sure we've unintentionally broken hearts and we've hurt people.
Yeah. Stop trying to make yourself feel better.
But yeah, dude, you're I broke me. His heart, pobrecito, and he was so in love with me. Like I remember him telling me that he wanted to marry me at some point, and what that kind of scared me away because I was like, I'm not that serious. Uh-huh. But like, my dumbass just left him for a dumbass, a bigger dumbass.
Yeah.
But yeah, pobrecito. And that is also, it was an important relationship for me because that's also the guy that I lost my virginity with. I've never said
your
this.
Second important. Oh, shit. So you held it down.
Not really.
Well, when was that?
I was 15.
Oh.
No, 16.
So did you not lose it when you were with him?
No, I didn't. So
because I was like, I remember funny. Him like way later.
So after I broke up with that first, well, that he dumped me for another girl, my first real relationship, I struggled to like find anything. And I was like heartbroken forever. And then I met the second guy. But this guy, I feel like at the beginning wanted to just hit it and quit it before we got serious. And he honestly kind of peer pressured me, though, to, like, lose my V.
No.
He did. But at that point, like, I was like, well, I was already ready to lose it over there. Like, if it's a thing.
I know.
I was just like, okay. He kind of pressured me, like, a lot. He was just like, let's just do it. And I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, okay, let's get it over with. And we did it. And I feel like I don't really regret it. I was just like, okay, I did it.
But Andale, karma's a bitch. He forced you to do that and you left him for somebody else.
Oh, there you go. Now I don't feel bad.
I know.
And then after.
And then he all fell in love with you.
No, I caught feelings for him after that happened. After I lost my V to him, I caught feelings. I was like, oh. And he was playing like all hard to get. Pero Andale, now I don't feel bad. He fell in love with me. Y luego lo dejé. Andale, vamos. Yeah. All hyping me up.
Karma's a bitch. All right.
Yeah, but that's when I lost my V.
So you lost it at 15?
I was like, I think I was closer to 16.
So that was like sophomore year?
Yeah, I think so.
I think me too.
Or like sophomore or going into junior year, something like that.
Or I was a sophomore. I don't even know.
We don't know shit. Why are we even here?
Life is so long, you guys.
Life is so long?
I feel, I don't know. No, I want it to be longer.
We're only in our 20s.
I mean like in my brain, there's so many memories to look at that like I lose like... We're in the timeline because like, dude, you guys, I feel like I've lived so many different lives. And I also think like finding myself has been like a cause of that. Oh, but okay. I feel like, dude, like right now, I literally feel like I'm still 21 and I'm, aww, how old am I?
24.
I'm not 24.
23.
Or am I 24?
I don't know.
You see, you guys, like I try not to remember those things.
No, you're going to be 24 in August because I'm going to be 28 in November. And we're 4 years apart. So you're 23.
I am 23. But in my head, I feel like I'm still 21. And a few years before, I thought I was still like 18, 19. Like, It's scary.
You know what? And then when we were younger, I would always be like, oh, I wonder what it's going to be like when me and Louis are like in our 20s and I can finally drive and take us places. I know. And now we're all viejos.
No, we're not. We're still young. No, but that's viejos. That bitch, age is all a mentality. You say you're viejo because you want to think you're vieja.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's why I don't like to think numbers, because I feel like I still feel really young.
I am young. But besides the fact of me being a mom, because that's what makes me feel older. When, like, I'm out partying, like, with you guys, and we're out, and I dress all, like, pretty, and everyone's staring at me. That's when I'm like, oh, my God, huh? I'm young. Like, I'm cute. I'm living life. You know what makes me feel so young and hot?
When I drink someone's blood. It's the way you said it. All fucking Jennifer's body.
When I get all dolled up, and I'm all pretty, and I drive my pink Mercedes, I'm like, ugh.
That's me every day.
I feel so young and pretty. I'm like, ugh.
So she means when the kids or Alex aren't in the picture. Yeah,
because my Benz, I basically only drive it when it's just me by myself, because it's like a smaller car. Dude, me creo. I'm like, dude, everyone's staring at me. No one's fucking staring at me, bitch. It's just me in my own head, but I allow myself to feel hot.
You're like, feeling the oats.
Have a moment.
Yeah.
The overnight oats? The what?
I said feeling the oats, like you're feeling yourself. The overnight oats. She's all thinking of making food for Ella, like, and Travis.
You need to work out.
No, yeah. I don't even know. It's because you're confusing with the whole oats shit. I was like, wait, what? We're all talking about the gym. I was like, what episode is this? We're all talking about our fucking gym recovery. He's
like, I need to go work out right now.
I know. I was like, what time is it?
I don't know what to talk about anymore.
Well, basically, those were our experiences of, like, young dating. But you know what's even scarier? Oh, wait, no, never mind.
What?
No.
Say yet.
Because I said, like, those were our younger relationships. And I was going to say, you know what's even scarier is that we still have a whole life ahead of us. And there's so many more partners to come. But I was like, wait. Yahtzee's all sad older.
I'm like, so I guess this one isn't going to work either?
No, but don't force yourself to do anything that you guys don't want to do. And hopefully our stories help you guys. And if you have similar experiences, then, you know, like, I feel like, I don't know, there's a lot of experience that I went through when I was younger, but at the same time, I feel like it shaped me to where I am right now. But it's at the same time,
it's kind of part of life. Like, we live and we learn, and things are going to happen to us.
Can avoid it, avoid it.
Yeah, like, if you're definitely not ready for something, do not let somebody peer pressure you. Like, me getting forced to lose my V. No, not being forced, but, like, kind of pressured. But those are very, like, things that you want to protect for yourself.
Yeah, and exactly. Like, and I feel like at that age, you feel like you're, like, super old and mature and that you can make these decisions. But it's a little scary.
Yeah. And, like, well, I waited till 8th grade for my first kiss. Maybe you don't have to wait that long. But take your time with things.
And then also, if you're going through a heartbreak right now, just remind you. I know, like, one of the fucking things that I hated hearing the most from, like, our parents is, like, that you're so young. But in that time, you feel like, te se va a acabar el mundo.
Yeah.
But I'm going to repeat it. You are really young. And I feel like what's meant to be is going to be. And then also, like, just remember how young you are. And there's so many, like, especially when you're, like, in middle school or high school and you're, like, dating somebody, like, just realize that, like, whether you're going off to college after, or you're gonna go enter a new job, or you're gonna move cities, whatever it may be, like, there's so many opportunities to meet new people. And I know you might feel like nobody understands you, how you're feeling in that moment because of the experiences that you had, but I feel like there's just, life is beautiful. And one thing that I had to tell myself, and it helped me so much when I was going through a heartbreak, is that love, you can get it from anywhere. It doesn't just have to be a relationship.
Right, and I
literally filled my heart with love from, like, being with my family and, like, being with my friends. Bitch, I got so close to my friends once I started being like, you don't have to get love from a relationship. You can get it from other sorts of relationships.
I'm in love with Addy now.
Basically, I'm like, but also my dog. Oh, like, I got my two kids, and there's just, or, like, your favorite hobbies and shit like that. There's just so many new ways, so many different ways to receive love.
Yeah, and also, big, huge tip for my single mommies out there, because I feel like we get, when we go through that relationship and we leave that relationship, it's really hard because of our babies. And one thing that I would often tell myself is nobody's going to want a mom with kids. Like, I would always tell myself that. Like,
I would hate when you would say
yeah,
that.
I was like, who's going to want me? Like, I have a kid. Who's going to want two instead of just one? Like, I don't know. I just hate that I used to see myself in that light. And then I found meh. And meh just reassured me. And he would often tell me, like, it does not matter that you have a son. Like, if I love you, I'm gonna love your son. And like, just know that there is guys out there that are mature men that have a lot of love to offer. So do not close those windows for yourself, and don't think how I used to think, like, nobody's gonna want me, because trust me, girl, there is a good man out there for you. You just gotta be patient and let time do its thing, and you're gonna find your man, mama.
Yes. No, yeah, I love that. And
yeah,
another thing to remember is just have fun.
Yeah. No, for real.
Dating is to, like,
have fun, and then also to just experience
things. But be safe. Yeah, you're going to have fun.
I mean, like, experience things like new emotions and new obstacles in life. And, like, you know, you're going to learn from, you learn from everything.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's obviously why we're at where we're at right now.
For real.
They're like, wait, what? But just have fun, you guys. We're all still young and beautiful. Mm-hmm. Hey. I love filler in my face. All right. And just be
forever.
No, yeah, but thank you guys so much for tuning into this
today's episode. I feel like this episode was kind of all over the place, but I hope you guys understand it.
I know. Well, I mean, just relationships and everything.
It's because relationships are messy and they're crazy.
I know. Literally, that explains the topic so well. Relationships are... Literally, I was all thinking about... I was, like, having three different first relationships and shit. I know.
But that wraps it up.
Yeah, and thank you guys so much for listening. And then we'll see you guys
on the next episode.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.